Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up. Pump it up.
Vasasha Cross. Murder rates garbage plates. Almost 50 for the high today. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's there. I said it. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel like you need to clear
the air, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Let's get it. Ringy ding ding. Let's go over to Diana texting in. It drives me nuts when people complain about coworkers who microwave fish or vegetables at work. It's a microwave, people. It's used for heating up food. Stop complaining. There, I said it.
Meek.
Yes. Well, it's hard to finish those TPS reports when the office reeks of trout.
Yes. Keeping in the realm of food, mine for today is this. I think that buttered noodles know no age. There, I said it.
I love a good buttered noodle.
Buttered noodles.
Oh, they slap.
Whoever tries to make you feel bad or juvenile for eating buttered noodles past the age of 15, no.
Yeah, but you use buttered noodles in a beautiful beef stroganoff. Why? What's the problem?
Also, keeping in the realm of noodles, I hate an egg noodle. There, I said it.
It's the best type of noodle.
Disgusting.
What's there to hate? Why?
Ugh.
I don't understand.
No, not for me.
Okay. Egg noodles in soup. Mm.
Oh, the best, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
The best. Mm. You should come over to my place one night for dinner.
He just wants me to make the soup that I made for Big Red.
True.
Why do I have to be sick for somebody to make me soup? I don't understand it.
People don't make you soup when you are sick.
Good morning, guys. Stop giving unsolicited advice. People just want to be heard. There, I said it. Okay, so don't give unsolicited advice. Okay.
This person is pissed this morning, and they're coming for our throats.
Is there a name?
Uh-uh.
All right, hold on. Let me play some.
All you guys do is say we're not going to reward bad behavior, but then constantly follow it up, highlighting someone who's doing bad behavior. If you guys really don't want to reward bad behavior, you wouldn't talk about half of the stories that you talk about. I'm not sure why you're shining a spotlight on the villains in this city and putting them on a pedestal. There, I said it.
I mean, if it's on the 6 o'clock news, I would.
Oh, dear.
Yikes.
Okay.
Coming up on the big story of the day, the dew on the grass was like powdered sugar on Rosie O'Donnell's chin last night. We'll talk about that coming up next. I mean, what do you want us to talk about? If it's in the news, it's in the news. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I'll tell you one thing. If there's one thing we're not going to do on this show,
we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it.
We're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. Let's go over to this person. Let me see. Hi, guys. It's Ashley. What happened to Gwendolyn? She was my absolute favorite. You guys should do a wellness check on her. Gwendolyn. Joe, you weren't here for this, but Gwendolyn would text in all the time for There I Said It and wish us well. And then it just one day, nothing.
Vanished.
For like, it's been like 6-7 months.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think she's dead. And I hate saying it, but I don't even think a wellness check is necessary. Either she passed away in her sleep, or someone at Home Depot ran her over with a forklift.
Oh, well.
Not the forklift.
I mean, there could be no other options. She just started listening to the show. She's like, I hate you guys. This person says, Dunkin' Donuts is trash. There I said it. Oof.
I disagree with that. I love me some Dunkin'.
I agree.
They're like, everything tastes like it's been in a fire.
I think, and I've put some thought into this, but I think I'm going to start buying overalls. I think overalls on men is the next recycled trend. There, I said it. How good would I look with overalls on, with no t-shirt on?
Are you feeding your chickens in the morning?
I'm just saying.
Are you gonna have a straw coming out of your mouth?
I've seen, like, in people on Instagram too, like wearing overalls. I'm like, I would look good.
What are you wearing underneath it?
You don't have to wear anything. I mean, I would have like
an HR nightmare.
No, I would have pants on or like maybe a tank top or something, but you don't need.
You're gonna have pants on with an overall. What?
Well, I would say like boxer briefs or something. I'm just saying, I'm gonna do the whole overalls thing. I think I would look good. Oh, look who's here! Most toxic man in Rochester. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Happy Friday, guys. Hey, Breezy. I think I watched the wrong Disney movie last night. What did Cinderella say to Prince Charming? Want to see if it fits.
Oh.
Right. Okay, let's
family
go.
Family-friendly shows. Yeah, we don't read every text.
We don't. So. You know what, Big Ed? I don't appreciate that text this morning. Because if there's one thing we're just not going to do on the show.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
Never have, never will.
Good morning, guys. It's Erica from Rochester. It drives me crazy when people think it's okay to bitch for no reason. There, I said it.
Okay.
Wrong show.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Anna from Brockport. I hate it when people say you don't need to have it all figured out in your 20s. Yes, you do. I'm 27. I have a great job with my own place and a car. And if you don't have any plan in your 20s, you have a ton of work to do. You should have started thinking about this in high school. There, I said it.
And by car, she means moped.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I don't think you need to have it all figured out in your 20s. There's people in their 40s still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Joe. You go to roast Moose. I go to roast you.
I don't understand.
It's
beautiful triangle. I feel really triggered this morning. I really do.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.